So now that you've found a letter to the editor opportunity, then, okay, how do you construct that letter? So so there's a what we call an LTE formula that that works pretty well, and it'll increase your chances of getting published. So, but you also, you might want to take a look at some of the other letters that have been published in the newspaper and get a feel for, you know, the kinds of construction that people use in their letters that, that do end up getting published in the newspaper. So so here's my basic formula for constructing a letter. So as I said, the newspaper publishes things, letters that respond to something that was in the newspaper. So at the very beginning of your letter, you want to reference that story, that editorial, that cartoon, whatever it is. You want to make a reference to that particular thing that was in the newspaper at the very beginning of your letter. You know, and a lot of times, just to make it easier for the letters editor, what I will do is I will actually, in the subject line of my email when I send the letter in, I will put RE colon regarding, and I will put the headline of the story or the opinion piece, whatever, that was that I'm responding to. I'll actually put that headline in the subject line of my newspaper regarding, you know, oceans expected to rise 3 feet by, you know, end of century, whatever it is that the story is about. You know, I will put that in the subject line of my my letter. And that way, the letters editor knows, you know, specifically what story it is that I'm responding to that was in the newspaper. And I really recommend that you don't wait very long to submit a letter. If you see something in the paper that's good to respond to, go ahead and bang out a letter right away and get it sent that day. Because who knows? You know, there might be somebody else who decides to write a letter, but not the kind of letter that we want, and you don't want somebody to preempt you, so to speak. You know, because once a newspaper publishes a letter about responding to a particular topic, that's usually it. They move on from that. So you want to get in the top of the queue, so to speak, by getting your letter submitted right away. So getting back to the construction of the letter and the formula that you want to use. So the first thing to do is to reference the story or the opinion piece that you're responding to. And then right after that, you want to transition into how that particular piece that you're responding to relates to climate change. So then after you've made that transition, then you can start talking about solutions. You can identify a solution and then usually try to include some kind of a call to action. You know, Congress should, you know, enact legislation that puts a price on carbon. You know, so some kind of call to action you want to have. And then you want to go ahead and close out your letter, you know, with at the end there. You know, kind of be creative. You can employ, you know, some kind of a rhetorical device. You know, repetition, you know, is good. A little play on words. One of the things that I like to do when I close out a letter is a technique that's known as closing the circle. So whatever it was that you started off your letter with, somehow or another, you want to come back to that at the end of your letter. You know, it kind of ties everything up with a nice little bow at the end there. And you know, you can use you know, metaphors, you can be humorous, but always be respectful.